Welcome back, everybody, to the Real Madrid podcast. Now, coming into this weekend's fixture against Levante, the headline writers looking into the form of Karim Benzema in a little bit more detail. His season, they believe, is slowly grinding to a halt at the moment, just 2 goals in the last 11 games played. But it depends on the way you look at it, really. Over the season, 13 goals in 23 makes it look a little better. And let's not forget, 35 goals in the last calendar year was only bettered by Lewandowski, Messi and Mbappe. It's fair to say his performances remain consistent if you've been watching in recent weeks, in that he's creating chances. Normal service is expected to resume soon. Further good news for Zidane is that Bale and Jovic both returned to training today after being sent home with gastroenteritis on Wednesday. They will be available for Saturday. It's been a happy and emotional week as well this week for Fede Valverde, who celebrated the birth of his first child. The couple have been sharing pictures of their firstborn across social media. Well, let's look in a little bit more detail at the weekend's opponents. Levante begin the day down in 13th place. Paco Lopez's team have been on a really poor run of form as well of late. In the last 8 games played this year so far, they've lost 6 of them, drawn 1, and they've only beaten struggling Leganés. Now, that said, home form has been fairly acceptable this season. Alaves, Valencia and Espanyol, the only teams that have won here. It's been a bit unpredictable because their best performance of the season came at home when they beat Barcelona 3-1 back in November. Only 3 teams, though, have a worse defensive record than Levante this season. They've conceded, all told, 37 goals. Well, what about who to look out for in terms of the goals scored? 12 different players have provided in the 30 goals scored so far this season. Roger Marti, the longtime servant of this club, is top scorer with 10 goals this season. He's getting close as well to equaling his best ever season in the top flight. That was last year on 13. And, of course, in the squad, Madrid's own Mayoral, who scored when the two teams met earlier on this season. 5 goals for him this campaign, which are the best numbers that he has produced since he made it through to first team action back in 2015. As for the assists, well, they've been well shared out as well. 10 different players have provided for those who scored this season. Jose Campana is the much-travelled midfield player who's had time in England, Germany, Italy and Portugal. He is the man to keep an eye out for. He's the top assist provider for the team with 5. What about the predicted lineup then this weekend? Courtois in goal, a back 4 of Mendy, Ramos, Varane and Carvajal, with Modric, Casemiro and Kroos in the midfield. Hazard, Benzema and Bale up front. Some surprise to see Mendy in the starting lineup. Remember, he is just 1 card away from a suspension, and if he does pick it up this weekend, then he will not be able to play against Barcelona the following week. So he's going to need to be on his best behaviour. Let's take a look at some of the history between these two. It'll be meeting number 30 between them, going back to the early 1960s. Madrid have won 22, 3 draws and 4 losses. Only 2 of those victories for Levante have actually been at home. The last win was in Bernabeu when Lopetegui was at the helm. Jose Luis Morales and Roger Marti scoring the goals. Marcelo replied for Madrid late on in that game. The last win for Levante at home was September of 2011. Jose Mourinho was the man in charge back then. Aruna Kone, remember him, the Cote d'Ivoire forward? Well, he got the winner on the day. Now, Madrid did win here last season by 2-1. Both teams ended with 10 men that day. Nacho Fernandez was sent off for Solari's team. Ruben Requena was sent off for Paco Lopez's side. Bale and Benzema with the goals on that day. And this season, back in September, it ended 3-2. With Madrid racking up a 3-0 lead inside the first 40 minutes of this game. Benzema with a couple and Casemiro with the other before Mayoral and Melero got two back in the second half. Levante that day lined up with a 5-3-2 formation. Five at the back has only been used on one other occasion by them this season. That was in the loss to Osasuna. So what about the predictions then? Well, with Barcelona at home to Eibar down in 16th place, that alone should be stimulus enough for Real Madrid to take all the points. Now, moving on to what else has been in the news in the last couple of days. Martin Odegaard's future is a story for some. The 21-year-old on loan at Sociedad for two seasons, and such is his growing prominence that Madrid would like him back sooner, preferably in the summer. Now, the discussion now is how to make it happen. Well, replacing one with another could soften the blow, and on that front, look for the potential for Kubo landing there next season with Odegaard returning in the summer. Now, if you were watching Champions League this week, and in particular Dortmund's impressive performance against PSG, Madrid-owned Achraf Hakimi once again was very impressive indeed. Now, he, remember, is coming to the end of his loan. Madrid want him back. As for the player's view, he was asked and quoted as saying, "I want to continue to grow where they give me the opportunity to play as they are doing here in Germany. I'm showing the type of player that I am, and above all, I am enjoying it." He, remember, has already said that coming back to Real Madrid to sit on the bench is something that he does not want to do. Now, it wasn't only Hakimi who was thrilling to watch. Jadon Sancho, being dubbed, of course, the new Lionel Messi by some, has been exciting writers all over the place yet again with his displays of late. And again, there are plenty of Real Madrid links in the past few days, and no particular substance to any of them. There are also further rumours surrounding Mbappe, with some speculators again saying that discussions are underway with Real Madrid, with, and wait for this, Courtois wanted by PSG. Well, if true, and Madrid do allow it, then look no further than Donnarumma to be the perfect replacement. He, remember, has 1 year left on his current deal with Milan, but he and his agent working hard on getting an exit from Milan this summer. Now, back to the hunt for a Benzema assistant or potential replacement, with Haaland top of everybody's wish list. 19-year-old Myron Boadu is back in the news again. 19 goals and 13 assists is the reason why. The player as well is only just 19 years of age. He does, though, remain under contract with Alkmaar until 2023. Sergio Ramos and his contract continue to appear in discussion and opinion pieces. Again, well, it's all fairly well known. He wants a 2-year extension when his current Real Madrid deal ends, and that is where the impasse begins, and that is even before we get to what he actually wants in terms of salary. Now, although he would like to retire in Madrid, looking back at a few of the previous club legends of the time, notably Hierro, Raul, and Casillas, all went on to play elsewhere before they actually retired, and successfully so as well. Casillas with SC Porto, Raul, of course, initially went to Schalke, had a bit of time in New York as well, and Hierro, well, he ended up at Bolton Wanderers. Eduardo Camavinga is pictured across the media and still appearing in the news. His future is believed, it's said, to be with Real Madrid. Again, there isn't anything new to add to this story. All we can say really is that it's been something of a quiet news week, so speculating is obviously the easy way to draw in a reader or two. And finally, the last word today goes to another Madrid target, Adama Traore, who's been so impressive this season for Wolverhampton Wanderers. Put on the spot and asked about a potential move, he replied, "It wouldn't be a problem for me." And that's it for me. We will be back early next week to look ahead to what will be something of an epic week, with Manchester City first in Champions League and then Barcelona in El Clasico. Don't forget, you can catch up with all of the news of the season so far via the website at www.realmadridpodcast.com or via anchor.fm, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, iTunes, and any one of the major platforms. Enjoy the weekend wherever you're watching the game. From me, Tim Capel. Till next week. Bye-bye for now.